Amen. You know, last week I talked, we spoke to you about the voice of truth, that even though we fail from time to time, that no one's a failure. Amen. We're all winners in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. And so God wants to encourage you. You know, we talked about how the adversary is always coming to try to tear you down, and so many times religion has torn people down instead of building people up. God sent his word here today to edify you, to encourage you, to comfort you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. How many need to be lifted up? Amen. Amen. How many would rather be torn down? Let me see your hands, so I'll make sure you. Anybody want to be torn down here? Okay. All right. Praise God. So open your Bibles with me to 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. You know, when I was looking at the Psalms 23, when the psalmist David is speaking about going through the valleys in life, he ends up in verse 6 saying, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life as I dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. In other words, God's mercy and his goodness is following you. Amen? Amen? You know, if we're under the shadow of the Almighty, he's our refuge, he's our strength, he's our very present help in the time of need. Amen? If you're in 1 Timothy chapter 6, say amen.
Amen.
The scripture reference I want to use is as verse 17 through 19, where the Apostle Paul is writing to his student Timothy. He says, in verse 17, "Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life." The scripture reference I want to focus today on is verse number 17 that says, "Charge them that are rich in this world not to be high-minded or to be arrogant, and to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy." How many know that God has given us everything for our enjoyment?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So today I want to talk to you about being blessed, not obsessed. Blessed. Everyone in the room, if you're a child of God, you are blessed.
Amen.
You, according to the covenant that God made with Abraham, you're blessed going in and you're blessed coming out. We have the blessings of God that is upon our lives. And blessed comes from the Greek word makarios, which means to be full, to be wealthy, to have abundance. We're blessed. When we're looking at the riches, it comes from the Greek word plutos, which is P-L-O-U-T-O-S. And plutos means to be full, to be wealthy. So when I'm talking about fullness and wealth, it's not necessarily monetary wealth. How many know that you can be really wealthy and not have anything in your pockets? Huh? Amen? Your wealth and your position in the kingdom of God isn't determined by what you have in your bank account. It's determined about what we have in our heart. Amen? And that's what God's looking at. So there's three things I want to share with you today out of this text: that we're blessed with the riches of his grace, we're blessed with the riches of his goodness, and blessed with the riches of his glory. So we're going to look at his grace, his goodness, and his glory. Are you ready? Can we lift the word together and make a declaration here in the house today? Say with me, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, for I'm listening. My heart is receptive. I know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by your word of God. And I'm listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we made a declaration to you as a body. Now, Father God, as the pastor, Lord Jesus, I ask you, Lord. I ask you to speak through this vessel today, Father God. Lord, may the words that come forth out of my mouth bring life to the hearers, Father God. May they encourage them, Father God. May it strengthen them, Lord Jesus. May it comfort them, Father God. May they be lifted to a place where they haven't been yet, Father God. Take us to a new height. Take us to a new level. Take us to a new place in you, Father God. Lord, may we rejoice in your goodness and your mercy and your grace because you're so good to us. And we'll never cease to give you all honor and praise. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Yeah, amen. Amen. Well, I want to start with today is I don't want to, God didn't send me here to tell you or speak about anything that's wrong about you. I'm here to talk to you about what's right with him. And what's going on in your life is between you and him. It's not my business. He didn't call me to get into your business. He called me to share the word of God and the love of God. He wants you to see him in a new light. So there's been so many misteachings and so forth on God trying to scare people into heaven. Amen. And I want you to understand that it's love that drew me and it's love that drew you. Amen. We've gathered together today to celebrate the love of God. He loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but would have everlasting life. That's love. Amen. 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 So look to your neighbor and say to the one sitting next to you, you're blessed to be sitting beside me. I'm blessed to be sitting beside you. If I'm blessed and you're blessed, we must all be blessed. Give God a shout of praise. Amen. You know, let me say something to you. I brought this up last week, but God wants you to get a hold of something. Success is determined by your attitude. The attitude, what you see yourself to be. You know, I don't know about you, but I'm more than a conqueror.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God has given us all power in heaven and earth. When he said, go ye therefore, he transferred it to you and I. Amen. We're children of the Most High God, and we're blessed. We're blessed. We have the wealth, the fullness of his grace. So let's go there a minute with me. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 1. Talk about grace a little bit. The riches of his grace. Look with me in Ephesians 1, verse number 5. It says, having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to his good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he have made us accepted in the beloved, and whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Amen. According to the plutos, according to the fullness, according to the wealth of his grace. He has given you and I the unspeakable gift, Jesus Christ. Amen? So this grace is rich. You look with me in 2 Corinthians to 2 Corinthians chapter 8. Verse number 9 says, for you know that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might become rich. Wait a minute. For you know that the grace the riches of his grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. I don't know if you understand it or not. I don't know about you, but I'm a wealthy man. Does that mean I'm monetarily wealthy? No. But I'm spiritually wealthy. Amen. Jesus said, on earth as it is in heaven. I'm not just living eternal life for the future. I'm living eternal life today. Because of the riches of his grace. Amen. Makes me smile. Yeah, the devil always had me frowning. Because I never was good enough. And when I got to the place and the position in Revelation, it wasn't about me, it was about him. He positioned me in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Not because of my deeds, not because of my acts, because of his deeds and his acts on the cross of Calvary. He's positioned us in heavenly places in Christ. Amen. You and I are in position. Amen. You say, well, Pastor, I don't know what my position is. Your position is you're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Far above all principality and power, named in heaven and earth. Man, I'm walking in some wealth. I'm walking in some riches. I'm walking in some plutos. I'm walking in the wealth and the fullness. You know, the Word of God says to edify this and to bring understanding, and Romans 5, verse number 15. When you there, say amen. We're in no rush. You there? Say amen. Verse 15 says, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For through the offense of one, many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, have abounded unto many. In other words, this is grace. Grace is unmerited favor. Grace is undeserved. Not only grace, but the riches of his grace. The abundance of his grace, the wealth of his grace. His grace keeps flowing and flowing and flowing and flowing and flowing and flowing. Just like the song said, his love goes on and on and on and on. So does his grace go on and on and on and on. It continues. It's a continued flow. It's going and going and going and going until he returns. Amen. And as long as he said, I've got someone that's following behind me. Surely goodness and mercy going to follow me all the days of my life. Amen. So no matter where I'm going, I know that God's goodness and his mercy is upon me. He's upon you. The devil wants to make you think that you have no value, that you have no worth. You messed up sometime. You fell down. You fell a little short. But God just says, get up. Shake the dust off your knees. Get your shoes back on and start walking again. Amen. Because the steps of a righteous man have been ordered in the Lord by the Lord, and he will find delight in his way. Amen. I don't think God's not looking at your past, and so you need to forget about it too. This is a brand new day the Lord has made. It's time. Hey, we can make a mark in the sand right now and say, hey, I'm going to step over and I'm going to start running this race. Amen. I'm going to run. I'm not going to look to the left. I'm not going to look to the right. But I'm going to look to the author and the finisher of my faith. Amen. He's doing something in every heart and every life in the room. He wants you to be encouraged. Amen. He wants you to be encouraged. Everything you look at, every news report, every newspaper, every TV report says death, 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 evil, 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 evil. But God says good, 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 good. There's goodness and mercy. That's all around this world. Every time you walk in the room, goodness and mercy comes with you. Hallelujah. We're in this world. We're not of this world. So when the world's going through some torment and some turmoil, we step in. Might be somebody running. Hallelujah. Praise God. Turn me to Ephesians 2. I'll have fun. Verse number 7. That in ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us. Come on. His exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. Amen. For by grace are ye saved, past tense. Past tense. Already been done. In other words, when Jesus was on the cross of Calvary and he said it was finished, it was complete. All I'm doing is I'm entering into the finished work of Calvary. Amen? It's nothing that I can do. It's nothing that you can do. We've got to enter into his finished work. My righteousness was like filthy rags. I don't have the righteousness of Carl Sly. I have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm living on the word of God. For by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There is nothing that we can do to change anything but trust him. Amen.
Amen.
I'm feeling wealthy. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but there's been a lot of grace that has balanced towards me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, I didn't deserve it. I didn't merit it. He just gave it freely. Amen. Come on.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, man, I'm not here to tell you how bad you are. I'm here to tell you how good God is. I ain't here to talk about your sin. You already know the stuff that's going on in your life. I don't have to talk to you about it. But I'm going to talk to you about the God that loves you, that has a plan in your life, that ain't going to change his mind. The call of God is irrevocable. It will not change. Hallelujah. Amen. He's got a plan, and he says this. I love this scripture. For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for good. 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 Look at David say he's got plans for good. Because we serve a good God. That is able. That is able. Repeat after me.
That is able.
To do exceedingly.
And
abundantly. Above. All that I ask him. What a great God. I got to shout. Wait a minute. I don't think we got it. Let's try that one more time. God is good. Now, repeat after me.
God is good.
He is able. To do exceeding.
Abundantly.
Above all that I ask for. I want to give him a shout. You want to kick some devil butt? You start shouting and praising God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I got a message coming next week. Praise precedes prosperity. Amen. Amen. You looking for something in your house? Praise it in. Praise it in. That's another subject. We're not going there this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he says, charge them that are rich in this world not to be high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. We looked at the richness of his grace, and now we want to look at the richness of his goodness, the riches of his goodness. Amen. Man, I don't know about you, man, but I love my Lord. Amen. So let's open up to Romans chapter 2, and when you get there, say amen. A friend of mine, a brother in Christ that was talking to me about the goodness of God. He kind of stirred this in me. Amen. Anointed man of God. Just like the anointed men and women of God that are in the room today. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. But in Romans chapter 2, verse 3, the old mindset is that we were trying to, religion wanted to scare people into heaven. Amen. And we want to show them God's goodness. And if you're living in God's goodness and God's mercy and His grace, you know, love is what drew me. I want you to know on October the 12th, 1997, when I was in the bedroom of my house with a crack pipe in my hand, I've shared with you before, I was an addict of cocaine. And when I was in that room and I was addicted to cocaine, the fear of hell isn't what drew me to Jesus. The love of God is what drew me to Him. Amen. I mean, His love and His grace and His goodness came into the room. Okay? And in Romans 2, verse 3, it says, "And thinkest thou this, O man, that thou judgest them which do such things and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of His goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance?" You know, it's the goodness of God that draws men to Him. It's the goodness of God that draws women to Him. Now, I was thinking about that. Just imagine. Let's say you trespassed against somebody and you need to go ask them forgiveness. Would you rather go to somebody that's going to tear you down and berate you and belittle you? Or would you rather go to someone that's loving and compassionate and gentle and forgives you? Which would you rather go to? The loving and compassionate thing. And if we're exploiting God to the world as this hateful creature that just wants to burn them up, who wants to come to Him? Who wants to come to Him? I don't know about you, but I want to come to Him because of His goodness. I want to come to Him because His word declares He's not slack concerning His promises, but He's long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance, that they would change their mind. And it's the goodness of God that draws them to repent, to change their mind. Amen? God is good.
All the time.
He puts a, you know the song, God is good? Barbara Judy, God is good?
I know God is so good.
You don't know God is good all the time. He puts a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good.
No, I don't know.
That's all right. Go ahead and read it. Sing it then.
God is so good. God is so good.
That's good.
God is so good. He's so good to me. I love Him so. I love Him so. I love Him so. He's so good to me.
I like that one. That was better. Forgive me. That was beautiful. Can you sing it one more time?
Yeah, I know more verses to it if you want
to.
Go
ahead.
I'm going to start at the beginning.
Okay.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God answers prayer.
Yeah.
God answers prayer. God answers prayer. He's so good to me. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's coming soon. He's so good to me.
Hallelujah. Woo! Isn't God good?
Oh, no.
Amen. The goodness of God. The only reason I was having that other song, Barbara Jew, that God is good, because it puts a song of praise in this heart of mine. Amen. Yeah, I go way back. Amen. I may have rebelled against God, but I was raised up in the church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look with me in Psalms 33. Verse number 4. I'll start there. It says, "For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord."
Amen.
Wait a minute. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. All creation is God's goodness. See, we get so caught up in goodness of goodness as commercially. We get so commercially mindset. Well, we've got this saying, you have to go to Orlando to Disney World to have the goodness of God. Or you have to go to Myrtle Beach, or you got to go to, if you're a golfer, you got to go to Hilton Head to play on the golf course. And this isn't God's goodness. There are things that he's given us. There's things in this world for us to enjoy. But what God wants us to get hold of is every day it's almost like a vacation when you step out of your door and enjoy the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You don't have to look so far to find some goodness. Amen. Because, you know, when I'm looking out there and I go and run in the park and there's birds and the animals and the ducks and the beauty of the, each day is different. The skies are different every day. There's different clouds in different places. Every day's a new day, a new day for me, us to rejoice in, to be glad in. You know, he says in verse 34 of chapter 34, verse number 8, he says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." Now, a lot of times, no, you cannot know the goodness of God until you start tasting it. In other words, you can't depend on somebody else always talking to you about his goodness. God wants you to taste it for yourself. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. In other words, it takes us to take advantage of it and use it like you're in that pond and you're fishing. That's the goodness of God. When you get a big bite, that's the real goodness of God. When it's a real big fish, it's a really good God. Amen. You deer hunters, any deer hunters in here? You think that deer, you got that deer, God set that deer before you. Amen? I better not go there. I'm not good on hunting, so I'll mess all that up. God says, "Son, stay in your river." Hallelujah. Are we with me? Put your shoes out here to trip me. Yeah, it'd be my fault for not paying attention, huh, Dusty? You know, that in Nahum 1:7, the Word of God says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Amen. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble. Amen. I love his goodness. What were you saying that goodness was that you were sharing with me the other night, Bill? the meaning of it?
I don't remember.
Okay. There was a word it was something bigger than we imagine, or yeah.
His goodness is more than we can understand.
Right. Amen. Amen. So his goodness. Goodness and mercy. Grace and love. Amen. The riches of his grace. The riches of his goodness. I just have to clarify one thing. So just there's a dividing line here. I just want to get it. So go with me to Romans chapter 11 one moment. The Apostle Paul in Romans 11 was teaching about the natural branch of the Jews and the natural branch being broken off and the Gentiles, which are you and I, being grafted into the natural branch. And Romans 11:22, he says, "Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God, on them which fell severity, but towards thee goodness. If thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou shalt also be cut off." In other words, if we abide in him and he abides in us, amen, we're not only to celebrate his goodness, we're allow his goodness to flow through our lives to others. That's why in our text it says, "Charge them that are rich in this world, not to be high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in a living God, who giveth us richly all things of joy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate." In other words, God's goodness towards us is to flow through us to others. And in other words, what I'm saying is, when I come into the room, the goodness of God comes in the room. So no matter what circumstance or no situation, if I come into a situation where there's pain or death or sorrow, the goodness of God comes in the room. If I run into a place where there's discord and there's fighting, it's the goodness of God that comes in the room. You know, I want you to understand that we're rich with his grace, we're rich with his goodness, and we're rich with his glory.
Amen.
Amen. His glory. Look with me in Psalms 3:3. It says, "But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head." He's the glory and the lifter of my head.
Thy glory and the lifter of my head. Thy glory and the lifter of my head. For thou, Lord, art a shield for me. Thy glory and the lifter of my head. I cry unto the Lord with my voice. I cry unto the Lord with my voice. I cry unto the Lord with my voice. And he heard me out of his holy hill. Thy glory and the lifter of my head. Thy glory and the lifter of my head. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. Thy glory and the lifter of my head.
Yeah, just for everybody, I used to sing these songs, but the congregation asked me if we would use Barbara and Judy. Just kidding. He is the glory and the lifter of his head. We're rich in his glory. Look at the one next to you and say, "You're rich in the glory of God." What does Philippians 4:19 say? Philippians 4:19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to what?" And who?
Christ Jesus.
So my God supplies all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
That's why Colossians 1:27. Colossians 1:27. "If faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God," it's the word. Amen. Colossians 1:27 says, "To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you," the hope of glory. So look at your neighbor and say, you're rich in his grace.
You're rich in his grace.
You're rich in his goodness.
You're rich in his goodness.
You're rich in his glory.
You're rich.
Let me rub shoulders with you. Are y'all rubbing shoulders? Amen. To sum this up, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse number 11. The word of God says, wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in him, according to the grace of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, wherefore also we pray, always pray for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness. How many know God wants to fulfill some good pleasure of his goodness in our lives? And the work of faith with power. You know, faith with power. He wants us to operate and walk in the fullness. That the name of the Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you. Amen? And ye in him according to what? The grace. The riches of his grace. The riches of his goodness. And the riches of his glory. Amen? So in closing, what is God saying to us today? The word of God says in Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 21, the lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. The blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich. The blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich. God wants you to know and have revelation of the richness of his grace, the riches of his goodness, and the riches of his glory. You know, when Moses went up to the mountain of God, there was three things that he witnessed in the mountain when he met God. He witnessed God's presence. He witnessed God's power. And he witnessed God's glory. And the Bible says when Moses came down off of the mountain, that the children of Israel were afraid of him because he glowed for being in the presence of God. He glowed so much as a point that he would wear a veil, so they wouldn't be able to see when the glory came and when the glory left. We don't have to wear a veil. The grace and the mercy and the goodness and the glory of God is constantly coming towards you and I through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ. That same God that gave his only son for you and I, so that we can enjoy this goodness that he has for you and I. Amen. Hey, I want you to understand something with me this morning. It's a good thing to be a child of God. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. Don't be comparing it with things of this world. God never planned for us to compare it with things of this world. Amen. See, our pleasure and our joy comes from the Lord. We spoke and said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. He's the one that makes us strong when we're weak. Amen. So look at your neighbor and say, I thank God for you and the call of God that's on your life. I know God has some great plans for you. Keep your head up. Keep walking on. Run this race. Don't give up. There's no quitting in you. You're a mighty personal God. Give God praise and glory in the house. Let's bow our heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, that you sent your word to the house to accomplish what you sent it to do. Father, your word says that whosoever